Good morning, senators and guests. The Committee on Banking and Insurance will now come to order. Murrow, will you please call the roll?
Chair Boyd.
Here.
Vice Chair Broxson. Senator Brandis. Senator Burgess.
Here.
Senator Gruters.
Here.
Senator Pasadomo.
Here.
Senator Rodriguez. Senator Roussan. Senator Stargell. Senator Stewart. Senator Tadeo. Senator Thurston. Quorum is present.
Thank you, Mara. And Senator Thurston is excused from today's meeting. Senators and guests, please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance card and hand it to a member of the sergeant staff. And as always, should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee records. Members, today we have two bills. I'm going to endeavor to at least make this morning worth the walk over, so we'll go through them thoroughly. And with no further ado, our own Vice Chair, Senator Broxson, under tab one, please take up Senate Bill 156 on loss run statements. You are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And SB 156 is an insurance loss run bill. And frankly, this proves that the legislature always listens to things that we passed in previous years and try to perfect it. This is a bill that I presented in 2020 that went into the marketplace, and we've got some suggestions that will further protect it. The three changes: that it reduces claim history reports from 5 years to 3 years. Group policyholders can only request loss runs from providers. And the third one, which is really profound, life insurance companies are now exempt from providing loss runs. And there's very limited marketplace for people to replace life insurance policies for those who have died. So that is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Broxson. Are there questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, we do have two appearance cards. First, we have Mr. Richard Reeves, representing the Florida Insurance Agent Association. Waving in support. Thank you, Mr. Reeves. And then second, we have Mr. Paul Runk. Florida Association of Health Management, waves in support. Kind of close to being right. Thank you, sir. Anyone else in the audience wishing to speak to the bill? All right, is there any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Senator Broxson, you're recognized to close.
Waive close.
Thank you, Senator Broxson. Having waived close, Mara, please call the roll on Senate Bill 156.
Senator Brandis. Senator Burgess. Senator Gruters. Senator Pasadomo. Senator Rodriguez. Senator Roussan. Senator Stargell. Senator Stewart. Senator Tadeo. Senator Thurston, Vice Chair Broxson, Chair Boyd.
Yes, senators, by your vote, Senate Bill 156 will be reported favorably. Thank you, Senator Broxson. And as always, with perfect timing, Senator Broder has arrived.
Oh, man.
And you are now recognized, sir, to take up Senate Bill 252 on health care cost savings.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, this may be one of the easiest bills this committee hears this year, as it is only three lines. Over the past few years, we have provided healthcare patients with additional information and incentives with regard to their ability to have shared cost savings when they have shoppable things in healthcare. So these are non-emergent services, things you can go get, mammograms, x-rays, labs, that sort of thing that you can look for. This bill simply expands the number of shoppable services eligible to reflect what federal agencies have in recent months expanded the services. So those three lines just say we will comport to what the feds have allowed for shoppable services. That's the bill, Mr. Chair.
A three-line bill is totally unlike you, but thank you very much for that explanation. Are there questions on the bill? Any questions? All right. Seeing no questions, are there appearance? We don't have any appearance forms. Anyone wishing to speak to the bill? Seeing no one wishing to speak, is there debate on the bill? And this is way too easy. Senator Broder, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Wave close, sir.
Having waived close, Mara, please call the roll on Senate Bill 252.
Senator Brandis. Senator Burgess. Senator Gruters. Senator Pasadomo.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez.
Yes.
Senator Roussan. Senator Stargell.
Yes.
Senator Stewart, Senator Tadeo, Senator Thurston, Vice Chair Broxson, Chair Boyd.
Yes. Senators, by your vote, Senate Bill 252 will be reported favorably. Thank you, Senator Broder. Well, listen. That's 5 minutes, so anybody want to just talk about themselves or anything for the good of the order? Or do you just want a lot of time this morning that you didn't expect to have? Seeing that, anyone have anything to bring before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Broxson moves we adjourn. Without objection, we're adjourned.